We're live.
We're live. And Hunter is not stressed out.
I'm not.
He's not. He didn't plan a bunch of shit right now, and it's not all.
No. Not right now. I didn't plan a bunch of shit over the past weeks, months, for stuff going on. People
yeah.
coming in out of a state.
No,
it's all right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to play Tetris one more second just to show everyone how into this I am.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And fade.
No, we're here. We're live in Studio B of Stretch and Fade. Which
I don't like that it's Studio B. I want this. We're Studio Diamond.
Okay. All right, this is the Diamond Studio.
B makes it sound like it's inferior to a studio, and yeah, dude, it's not as big as your studio, but still, it's a good studio. It's a good stuff. Eating this fucking ice cream, dude. Jesus Christ.
You know, there's just something about this studio. It doesn't quite hit the same when it's not in the middle of Los Angeles, you know?
That is true. When you can't see the Hollywood sign right from outside the studio, that's
it. Am I really a star here?
Yes. Actually, right at dinner, there's a guy who awkwardly backed into that pole. He's like, oh my God, I love your stuff. And he backed into a pole. And he was like, oh, and then I back into a pole.
Yeah.
Is what he said like that.
What a nice guy.
I was like, dude, why would you put
well, you know.
Noel came out to Kansas City because I'm having a Halloween party tomorrow.
Yeah.
So by the time this comes out, it'll be the next day.
But it's fine.
Will it? No. It'll already be done.
Well, have been done, but it's fine.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, contextually, this is pre-Halloween party. Are you excited?
Yeah, extremely.
When
I got a lot of stuff set up that's being undermined and plans not followed because you.
I mean,
get,
yeah. I mean, I walked in there. I walked in there, and I'm like, well, we can talk about my ice cream in a second. But
I sat there. I was like having heart palpitations, texting you like ETA ? And he rolls in. Everyone just has like dried up fucking ice cream all over their face.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, man, just got your text. Well, weird service lately.
When it comes to podcasting, I'm like a rapper, you know. Show up 3 hours past my set time.
Well, is that unironically why you're late to everything?
Because I'm a rapper?
Yeah.
Of podcasting? No.
Or just a rapper. I mean, you rap.
I have rapped.
You are a rapper.
I wouldn't say that.
I would definitely say that. You
really?
Hang out with rappers. You rap yourself. You have a Spotify.
I have rapped.
You've done music videos.
I've rapped in past.
Would you say that Snoop Dogg is still a rapper?
Yes, because he's currently making music.
Okay. Really? Is Snoop Dogg right now making music?
I think he had a...
no way.
No, I legitimately
he's
think
probably doing. He's probably doing a Ticketmaster commercial.
No, I think he had a release like this year.
Okay, whatever. Would you say Bubba Sparks is a rapper still?
All right, I see where you're going with it. No, he's a God-loving man now.
That's fine. You can be a God-loving rapper. God-loving man slash rapper.
That's true, yeah, yeah. All right.
You're a rapper, dude.
I'll
you're a rapper.
It.
People like your music. And that's why you're late all the time.
Yeah, it is why I'm late all the
time. And if anything, what I don't like is that I'm giving you the avenue to... Now you have an excuse.
Yeah, I appreciate
you
that.
You know?
I appreciate that.
Now I can't be mad anymore because it's just going to be like, well, I'm a rapper. That's going to be the new meme now.
Man, imagine if I just pulled up here 1 hour late with some ice cream.
So reality?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, imagine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll try to wrap my head around.
Imagine if I showed up 45 minutes late.
So my friends come out of the darkness of the country and they're like, "Hey man, nice to be here." And I'm like, I kind of have to work on something.
Yo, we recording now or what?
That's me. That's me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, we doing this or what?
He kind of runs.
Listen, man. Listen, I only do this for about 10 minutes. I know you wanted an hour, but you got to figure out how to stretch it out.
You should go. You should go. He runs the show, and you should go.
I wish I came in here with some shades, and I was just like,
"Yo, so, I got diarrhea from that ice cream."
No, what if I just walked in here? I'm like, "The quick fox jumped over the lazy river." Y'all got AI, right? All right, cool. My boy's going to write up a script for the rest of the podcast, so you go ahead and react to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you.
That's your prompt for the AI?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's like a low-poly 3D model of you sitting here just like barely opening your mouth. That would actually be – that'd be a really fun – we should do that for both of us.
Easy.
I give you a prompt, or I write a prompt for conversating with you.
Okay.
And then you write a prompt for conversating with me, and we do the AI episode.
Yeah.
And then people scold us for using AI.
No. No, they love it.
Do you think people like AI? It feels like that's not the public consensus. It seems like everybody's...
Everyone hated it. Everyone was mad at it. And then we forgot about it. And then when it inevitably does something terrible, then we'll hate it again.
Mm.
But I think people's feelings on it are fair weather.
What does it do? What do you think that needs to be done before, like, iRobot situation?
Yeah, it has to be something egregious because, like, every time AIs get cut loose, I mean, they inevitably become racist. And that doesn't seem to deter people from it.
No.
Like, developers are like,
so what's,
we're going to give it a try.
Well, what's the problem exactly? Or, as they say, so what are we complaining about here? Or?
We're just failing to see the issue with the product.
I think it works. It actually was working very well. This thing's doing extremely well in our eyes, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think if
you know what it's got to do? It... Oh, let's really think about this for a second.
I think that if robots start courting potential love interests,
yeah,
and that it makes everybody feel obsolete, I think that's when it's going to happen.
No, I was just thinking like...
Because fuck dolls are coming, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one.
That's been here, though. I think...
No, like AI thing. I love you. If it sounds like a fucking robot, I don't care. I love you, Hunter.
Yeah.
I love you, Hunter.
Yeah,
I want that, dude.
It'd be a problem then, but I was thinking all it would really take is just like a AI McDonald's kiosk thing to like just go rogue and say something weird. Hey, brown man, what can I get you?
Is that all you want, Fatty Magoo?
Yeah, yeah. Then it'd be a bunch of, you know, people filming like, yo, this fucking McDonald's shit. And then...
I'm excited for the AI fuckbot. I want that.
Yeah.
Bad. Like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Especially if you could do something where you could put it in whatever position and then like a keyboard could rotate around however.
Yeah.
To where you could like type in prompts for it to say, right?
Yeah. And then you're like,
jisms, give me jisms.
Yeah. Tell me you love me.
I want hot syrup inside me. Hot syrup inside me. Winnie the Pooh. And you're like, well, I guess I'm just saying text-to-speech. I'm a very primitive AI man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to have a typewriter with a fleshlight in it, and it'll read back what I write to
that
it.
That would actually be awesome, dude. You're at an old-timey desk with a typewriter and some like paper, and you're just like you're like writing your own porn, and there's just like a very like there's like a spinning kind of contraption that's just going like sucking your cock, and it's just like.
I love you so much, Watson. Dude, that's just a typing game. This is a typing game.
Oh, you know actually what's going to be, you know what's going to be the fucking problem with AI, once again, is it's going to be whenever there's some kind of fuck machine and you don't have to awkwardly clean it out afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the big, if that step was out of the way, everyone would have one of those.
Yeah, yeah, if you're...
Everybody.
If you're like... Yeah, your AI semen dispenser could just fart out all that cum you put in there.
Yeah, just queefs out the back. Just
well, then that's going to be a problem because then dudes are going to turn around the back like, oh, hold on now. hold on. We didn't know about all this
way, too. That would be a crazy advancement, dude. Imagine that.
Cleaning itself.
How would it clean itself? Would it vaporize the jisms?
Yeah, heat. Heat's
do you like if one? I say jisms or cum?
I like jisms. Makes them cute.
Jisms. I want that jisms.
Man, you got to have a kid and refer to him as such.
You hey, know, jisms.
You know when you was a little jisms?
You can call him JJ, too.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm JJ. He's like, what's that stand for? Jisms?
Jisms.
They're like,
How'd you land on that name? I mean, you know how he was when he was small.
What the fuck does JJ actually stand for? Have you ever asked that to someone? Usually AJ is Andrew Jacob or whatever. BJ's Bob Jacob. I don't know. What the fuck would JJ be?
Jacob.
Jacob Jacobs would be insane.
J Deuce.
J Doozies. J squared.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the typewriter that sucks you off. For two reasons. One,
yeah, good one, dude.
You play typing games like in computer class and stuff?
Yeah, when they put like the blind mat over it so you can't see the keys.
There's that, or just like, you know, like you have to like type the word in the air and it's like typing Tetris. Now imagine
you have
that.
To pack up.
Yeah. You just load your penis in there and you're playing the most, like,
especially every word that you got correct, it was just like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're just like, there's like one flawless guy in class, he's just like, every kid in class is like, he's doing it.
It's just the top of some human's head and it pops up and it's like, spell amazing. Just the head is good.
Good job.
The typing classes always pissed me off when I was younger, though.
Why?
I was never that good at it. I could barely find the comma.
Yeah.
Your?
Yeah. Well, it's hiding behind your middle finger.
Couldn't find it. And then sometimes I even had to, like, take the little, the secret pad and, like, lift it up and be like.
That's how. Do you type normal?
Yeah, I type with the two hands. Allison, my wife, she types one.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
You know,
and she's so fast at it. It's like, it's definitely like a sin.
Yeah.
Like, it's something where back in the day, that would be like, people would be like, burn the whip. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like one of those nuns who's like, he's writing with his left hand.
Yeah, yeah, slap yeah.
Him. Yeah, they would kill her for that for sure back in the day.
Just because of the speed?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's unnatural. She's like, and she doesn't look down either. I'm like, how do you keep
that's
track?
Crazy. That's crazy. You should be very afraid that she doesn't need a point of reference but can still march.
I'm telling you, I'm like, it is not, I don't feel comfortable with it at all.
And you said she's a good shot.
She is a very good shot. I'm almost 100% convinced. One, within Alex the next 4 years of my life. Oh.
She's going to kill you, man. She's going to kill you.
There's definitely two certainties somehow in my life. I went to a fortune teller one time. When we went up to Massachusetts, I got my fortune read three times. And they all said the same two things. They said, you're going to get divorced or your wife's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And I believe one of those to happen. I probably the divorce thing would probably happen. Just statistically, the odds are against me.
Yeah.
Against us. You're in it now, too, dude.
I am.
What do you think? What do you think? You think we're going to make it?
Yeah, I think we'll make it. Sorry.
That's what they all say, dude. That's what they all say.
I just think we're too... We couldn't be helped to start over. And we
what
love
do you
each
mean?
Other.
Oh, like you guys couldn't be helped to start
over. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd be done. I'm done.
I mean, I tell Alina that I'm all done. The time. She's like, what if I disappeared tomorrow? I'm like, that'd be it.
Oh, no, that's a beautiful pass then. Because then you get to go back out into the market and be like, she's gone. I don't know what happened. She got kidnapped.
And that's when Allison shows up from her fake death, and that's when she murders the fuck out of
you.
Yeah.
She's
like, I knew it best.
She was gone for 4 hours.
Yeah.
They just gave you the call. Hunter, she's gone. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, dang. Hang up the phone.
Straight to the bar.
No, absolutely.
Three games of League, and then you go to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, grinding ranked. Yeah. Silver ranked. Absolute hell.
Yeah.
That's actual hell.
Allison mentioned that you casually play League, and I knew that about you, but to hear that that's your game from your lady made it more real for me.
Yeah.
That's like how... She said you go through phases. I do the same thing in Counter-Strike.
My gaming phases?
Yeah.
League of Legends. Maybe a little bit of Call of Duty, and then Leisure Suit Larry, and then I wrap it all back, dude.
Leisure Suit Larry? What the hell is that?
No one's even going to know that reference. What is that?
It's a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, we'll say that. It's a point-and-click adventure game. For people who know out there...
Wow, we can't do this show anymore. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
What?
I like Adventure Larry, a point-and-click adventure
game. Okay, first off, it's not fucking Adventure Larry. It's Leisure Suit Larry, okay, dude? And if you had an inkling... Of what that game is
Stretch
about.
Stretch and Fade had
you
a good
would,
run.
Good. I'm glad. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a fucking Leisure Suit Larry appreciation podcast, and it's going to be big. It's going to be big. There's going to be dedicated fans.
Just landslides this shit.
Yeah. Number one on the charts this week is Leisure Suit Larry Fan Club.
I told this motherfucker.
So anyways, I was playing again. It'd be funny, too, if it was just the same game.
Yeah.
I was playing. I got hung up on the... level again. I don't people were like, oh my god, this is amazing.
I mean, I completely relate. I also get hung up on the level.
I get hung up on that level too, actually.
No, what is Leisure Suit Larry?
You're gonna have to find out, dude. If anything, I'd rather you just blind, don't even research it, just go in, buy it. You're gonna have to get a PS2.
Yeah,
get a PS2, pop it in and just go, dude.
Okay.
Don't even fucking look at the case.
Okay,
do one of these.
All right,
there's like the little thing where you have to push the button to eject the disc. You're like,
yeah.
You grab the little memory card from the top slot of the...
Yep.
Crazy good design those cases were back in the day.
I just popped it. It's just fucking two guys fucking the shit out of each other. I'm like, oh, damn. Okay. You said going raw?
Yeah. Okay. That honestly wouldn't be that much different than playing grinding League of Legends. That's equivalent, I would say.
Yeah, no, I've heard
raw emotionless sex. That's what playing League of Legends is like.
I've heard
it's like hate fucking for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard like basic League, or like even trying to get into League is, you know, God forbid you're anything. No, it doesn't even matter what you are. I've heard it's just like hours of getting like verbally hate crimed, and
it's just a way to just be extremely sad and mad. But the problem with it is that I have played it for so long that it's like comfortable.
Yep.
I hate playing new games. I'm never good at it. All the kids are good at all these games. This one, I at least understand what's going on, to where it's like, I'm not good, but I'm not like so bad that it's not fun. And they have like the ranking system. You kind of play with people that are just as terrible as you are. So
I think League sounds like it has the same expectations on an individual that like a harsh Asian set of parents have on their kid. So I feel like their kids just end up going to play it because it's comfortable. Like, oh yeah, I like being yelled at. And
I think it's that, and I think it's the anime aesthetic too.
Mm.
I think a lot of it just kind of falls into that cute, like little, like, you know, oh, I can play as an 8-year-old girl that has a giant teddy bear.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it's like, that's cute. And it's like, that honestly is like a barrier for entry.
Yeah.
The same way that I'm sure, like, I don't know, World of Warcraft. I mean, no one would ever say that about World of Warcraft. It's like the ugliest fucking game ever.
No.
I like that everyone's hands are just like colossally big.
Yeah. Meat mallets.
Yeah.
No, World of Warcraft is not cute. League's cute.
Well, there's like a lot of like lolly porn type stuff in it.
Oh, I'm thinking of Dota. Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
I don't know if Dota has any. I haven't played Dota. I don't know if it has any cute. There's probably cute little.
No, Dota's feels more like mythical. And
you better watch out, because Nick Weber plays that fucking game. And if you say anything bad, he'll come out here and strangle your ass.
Dota?
Yeah. Big time.
Big Dota grinder.
He's a big fucking steam head, dude. You better watch your ass around him.
So I shouldn't say like Dota sucks.
Okay. Honestly, keep your voice down if he hears you.
I shouldn't be like.
And honestly, he's like helping me work with something. And if you disrupt that, I'm going to kill myself right now on this podcast.
Hey, sorry. Nick, Dota fucking sucks.
You know what the thing though? It's like every game is just kind of terrible.
Yeah. Agree.
I look at every big game and I'm like, this is just kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Like, watching you play CSGO.
Oh, it's bad.
CSGO, the thing about CSGO is like, or Counter-Strike, whatever, is just that it's everybody knows the exact position to stand in, and they just like hover their cursor at that perfect angle to where they know, like, if someone walks right there, it's a headshot.
Whatever. No,
which
but
it's people are like, it's strategy.
It's strategy. I was about to do that. Yeah. No, man, it's strategy.
It's strategy.
Yeah.
It's strategy. how often?
No, dude.
Is Counter-Strike, is that like, you, does it have a lot of hate?
It can.
Or like the player base, is it kind of like cringe?
Yeah, it really depends. Here's like a weird niche Counter-Strike personality is like a dude that lived in SoCal and his dad owns a construction company and he's a spoiled man child. He'll be 29 and you know who they are. They log in, and maybe I experience this because I play on West Coast servers, but you'll drop into your team. No one's really talking. You might go like, what's up, boys? And here comes this guy. Yo, what the fuck is good? We're going to win. Don't worry. I'm fucking solid at this.
What the fuck is good?
Yeah. And then he dies first round, and he's like, oh my
fuck.
God, great. All my team is fucking morons. Like,
where the fuck are you guys?
Yeah, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Yeah. I just wish it was FPS Doug forever.
Yeah.
That's all I remember from Counter-Strike back in the day, was just FPS Doug. I wish everybody was that big of a spaz and that big of like mentally like deteriorated.
Yeah.
Like a shell-shocked man that's never served any.
Boom, headshot.
Yeah, boom, headshot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic, dude.
I wish that too, but no.
Is he alive? Is FPS Doug
has
alive?
To be. Has to be. This is a
I don't know, dude.
This is a 2000s podcast right now, so we don't have any.
I don't give a fuck, dude. If people are like, it's FPS Doug, throw yourself off a bridge.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
No, you know what?
You should know.
Well, also, this podcast is real. You know why? Because there's no computer to cover off on the little ignorances that we have and all the little lies we want to tell. We just have to come with what's in here.
I really was really hoping you would lead that into an advertisement.
It could.
Let's thank the sponsor.
I was really, really wishing that there was a sponsor spot there.
I really think there's an ad on this episode, so we can.
Yeah, that would be a great edit right there.
And yeah, we're back. Hope you enjoyed that.
I never played Counter-Strike. I never got into it. The only gun game I ever played when I was younger, dude, was Guns the Duel. You heard of that one?
No.
It was on a browser. It's a browser game. Guns the Duel. There's going to be like one person who comes across and they're like, dude.
Yeah, some guy who jerks off with his own
Yes. That would be a fucking awesome feel. That's basically the same thing as like hawking a loogie in your hand.
Yeah.
I've done that. Who hasn't done that, dude? Wait. Amish lotion?
Sorry. I said there were two things related to the typewriter sucking you off. This is just a general request to the world. If you were born between 87 and 89, you may remember seeing a video on E-Bomb's World of a dude who like fastened a fleshlight to a drill and he gave it a two-handed grip and he fucking like he's shown it to the camera and he's like, hi, I'm Dave and this is my suck off drill, and it just hard cuts him
getting this like he's holding the two handles, you don't see his dick but you like see the top of the machine and it's just going and he just goes, oh wow.
Dude, I want to try that.
Yeah, so.
Yo, tag in.
Yeah. That's what I'd
say. Let me reach my hand out.
Yeah.
He's like trying to swipe at it.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. Yo, Dave, get off that thing, bro.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You're hogging it.
Yeah, that DeWalt, fucking.
That's a Ryobi, man. That shit's not going to last.
Ryobi
piece
battery
of shit,
not
man.
Long.
Come on, man.
That Ryobi. Yeah, all the other guys are making fun of him. He's like, Ryobi, really? Like dudes on a construction site. Hey, way to save $50, dude. I never actually saw any of the porn on E-Bomb's World.
Maybe it wasn't. I swore it was on E-Bomb's World.
E-Bomb's World to me was like the Badger song and like Tourette's guy.
Yeah, it was that too.
Yeah, if I scrolled down and I saw that, I'd be like, what?
I mean, you know, my brain's a cluster at this point. But I just remember it was on one of those sites.
Dump, is it E-Fucked?
Maybe E-Fucked or like dump.com. It was just one of those, you know. Yeah, E-Bomb's was safer, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot more like kind of like lay cringe.
Yeah.
Lay, you know, lay epic meme
kind
of thing.
You know, it's still running.
That's good. I like E-Bomb's World.
Yeah.
Also, Doug, albinoblacksheep.com.
Oh, man. What a throwback.
That was a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
I think that's where I saw Ends of Z World. Or maybe that was funnyjunk.com. Whatever.
I thought that was Newgrounds, too.
Probably. I don't know. All those websites just had the exact same videos, is what I'm finding.
Let me just make this the worst podcast ever. So as an animator, did you find those websites to be like massively influential to your craft?
No. All I ever did was watch Tom and Jerry.
Wow. I relate to that.
Wow. Whoa. I'll tell you what's becoming the worst podcast. I keep seeing these fucking TikTok clips of these two nerds talking about cinema. Have you seen these on the TikTok feed? Holy shit.
Oh, those poor guys.
Why? Why are they poor guys?
They just get fucking owned. Every clip, every stitch I see of them.
They should not be allowed to speak into a microphone with the fucking takes they have, dude. It's unbelievable. Where he's like, Wolf of Wall Street's like going to the DMV. Yeah, you have to do it. But then when you go, you get your license, you sit back down, you still have an hour and a half left of the film. And it's like, dude, wasn't fucking Endgame like 4 hours long? Yeah, but there was explosions in that one. Dude, there's Margot Robbie's pussy and cocaine in this one. Oh, okay. Like, I thought we wanted entertainment. I wanted something a little cooler than
The only that. Clips I've seen are like, wow, that Dota shit got Nick fired up. He walked right out the office.
Oh, shit, I didn't even see you. Yeah. When did you come in here?
Put the gun down,
that scared
bro.
The shit. Out of me.
He's got Alice were
you here?
Pointed
were you here
right
for the
now.
Dota conversation?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, Dota, and I just Goku transporting in here.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, no, we're just talking about how much it sucks.
I told him not to say it, dude. I told him that I said you're a Dota player and that you'd get mad, dude.
I think that looked like that actually might have.
I told
you. Took him up a point.
Serious.
Are you a Dota character for a Halloween party? He won't tell me what his Halloween costume is.
No.
Is it a Dota character?
No.
What? Can you at least tell me the IP it's from?
You guess it.
Dude, there's so many IP. Iron Man?
I'll give you a hint. You were like, dude, you should go as this is Halloween. And so I was like, I'm going to go as this is Halloween.
That's super helpful.
I was probably drunk when I said it, too.
No, you weren't.
Was it out? How out of season was it?
Out of season?
Yeah, like how long ago was it? Because I could definitely see myself.
A month ago.
It was only a month ago.
This is so cute. This is like when a son talks to his drunk dad and he's like, "Is alcoholic?
I say you should be?
Yeah.
You tell me." Yeah. He said, "Angry Birds, Angry Birds, Jesus." Oh God, bad advice, bud. Bad advice. We'll go to Spirit Halloween tomorrow and get you something better.
Or
okay?
No, he shows up in and you're like, "Why the fuck were you an Angry Bird?
Be an Angry Bird? You told me to be this.
When would I tell you to be an
when
Angry
would
Bird?
Would I fucking say that?
A month ago.
A month ago.
I felt like I actually upset Nick because I've never seen Nick do this.
That's his position, dude. He's got
no. The tongue click. The like I've never seen him like hold back.
Nah, dude. He gives me heavy Steve Jobs energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a couple more people starting to work here. We're going to see him. I'm going to see you fucking lay into some people, dude.
Damn, we just got Nick doing TED Talks in this building.
I'm going to be the Steve
Wozniak. Media!
I'm going to be the Steve Wozniak.
You're just the, yeah.
I'm the guy.
The fat one?
I'm the fat, yeah. I'm the fat one where I'm just like, Steve, this is no longer fun, okay? And he's like, get the fuck out of here.
Media is not determined by people over 200 pounds. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah, me in the audience.
Yeah.
Everyone's glaring at me.
Everyone else on Soylent.
Yeah. The guys from those podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sitting
there
just breathing really heavy.
Media comes from clear minds, lightweight minds. People who can walk upstairs without breathing too hard, which is why for our next feature, we're only releasing it to treadmill-based televisions.
Don't let him leave!
Yeah. Damn, Nick being a mean old Steve Jobs type, I'd love to see it.
I would love it.
I felt it right there. I felt it right there in the tongue click. He's never done that. In the few times I've hung with him, he's never gone.
I just want to go back and say that the Wolf of Wall Street TikTok just, that got me.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah. That fired me up.
And usually I don't care because people can like whatever they like, but it's just like to be, it's just odd.
Yeah.
I was perplexed.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, wait. You want a piece of validation?
Yeah.
Just random. Mm-hmm. So, folks, I'm here in Kansas City, and after dinner, you know, hot girls like to get tummy aches. So what do I do after dinner? I go, bitch, I want some ice cream. And so me, Allison, and Alina get in a VW bug.
No, it's true. He rented a bug
because it's the funniest thing I could have did, and we said, "Bitch, we're going to get ice cream," and so we drove. We drove to that one that was on the way.
Probably a little longer than 10 minutes, wasn't it?
But no, you're gonna laugh and be so. The reason for this 45 minutes, it's actually probably gonna make your blood boil, and I need you to have the heart, whatever the fuck, the recessive. Yeah, the defib. Yeah. Sorry, I play real games, so I only know it as like slamming E, so I can.
So you're going to want to slam E on him?
We're going to need res.
You're going to want to drop in plates?
Yeah. We're going to need plates and res for this shit, because this story's about to go up on God, bro. So like the bad bitches we are, we go to the Andes Custard Place, which is supposedly on the way. Guess what? Ooh, sorry. We don't open till November 1st. You can go to the one in area, very close by. We look at it, and it's about double the time she quoted. She quoted 7 minutes. It said about 13 minutes. So what do me and the girls do? We all look at each other, and we're like, fuck that motherfucker. We getting that ice cream. So we get in the car, and we drive to get the ice cream. And we get our custard and we're eating it up. Yum, 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 yum. And then I look down and I'm like, ooh, it's going to take us 30 minutes to get back.
I had to shoo guests away for this. And you know what I even said? I said, okay, well, you guys can go get it. You know what's the most fucking annoying thing about like skinny people eating that kind of shit too? Is like, there's no way they enjoy it as much as we do. You know what I mean?
Mm,
He's probably like, whoa, okay, too much for me.
Yeah.
Because when I when I saw you come back and you still had some, I was like, what a fucking little baby bird, dude.
Yeah.
If you're not,
that's why I'm
if
a hot girl.
Gorgeous, that's why I'm a hot girl.
You know why I know? Because I always get too wasted to fuck.
You get too drunk to fuck, is how you say
it. Yeah. Because I'm too skinny. I can't hold it. You know, I'm a hot girl. And
that's true. I had one high life and I'm gone.
Everyone's like, yo, I want her. She's fucking bad. And then I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then I drink one.
Who, Kurt Russell? What do you mean you're calling her Kurt Russell? Dude, it's the Hateful Eight down there for real. Watch out. That's what they say.
What?
I thought that was that cool? I was trying to go back to my Scorsese kind of like cool indie.
Oh, the guy who likes dystopian Russian films goes, I got it. Sorry,
that's
Nick.
My demo,
making you the target.
That's my demo, dude. He's a good man.
Yeah.
That's why he's my right-hand man here, dude.
I felt the power right there. When his brother was like, that was like, there's two of us here, bitch. He was like, don't talk so fast. We got two of them behind this camera. Yeah. I'm a hot girl, man. So anyway.
Did you even like it?
No, I love it.
Okay, well, it's worth it. Because it would have really pissed me off if you came back and you're like,
No. I don't know, man. He's like mid.
Is this a dude on smoking hookah and taking Xanax?
No, I don't know, man. Like, she was like, he's all right. No, I don't know.
You sound like a fucking lineman who took too many.
I don't know, man. Like, he's all right.
I thought it was going to be that.
Nah.
But no, this time he came back like, man, that shit was like good, man. It was like tasty, man, for real.
Like Shaq doing a Chicago accent.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to hear a really funny story? One of my bosses told me about Shaq. I used to work at Overstock.com in Utah. And it was like, and we would shoot like just like the product, like couches and all that shit.
Yeah. And you'd get on the couch and.
I'd get on the couch and I'd pose. But yeah. My boss back in the 90s or like early 2000s was a waiter at one of the restaurants in Salt Lake City. And apparently Shaq rented out the restaurant one night. And I think it was during a playoff game when they were facing the Jazz. So he was there for a couple days or something, yada, yada, yada. And he comes in and he was like, oh, hi Shaq. What can I get for you?
He's like, I want a big bowl of vanilla ice cream. With as much chocolate syrup as you have.
Damn. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. And he brings back a little bowl, like the biggest bowl that they have there. And he's like,
nah, get that mixing bowl from the back.
And they got like one of those big industrial mixing bowls. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
They fill that shit up with the ice cream and like chocolate syrup and give it to him like he's fucking Sloth from the Goonies.
And he's like, haha, perfect.
Whatever. And the guy walks away. And my boss walks away and he comes back later, like, 15 minutes just to check on him. And he was like, is everything going good? And he just had like ice cream all over his face and shirt. Like, like a child.
Yeah.
And he's like, how's everything tasting, Shaq? And Shaq was like,
it's good.
Wow.
And he tipped him like $100. And on the way out, my boss, I think, asked him for an autograph or something. And he turned around. Well, he was like, hey, he's like walking out.
Yeah.
He like walked up. He's like, is there any way I can get your autograph? Like walking behind him. And Shaq turned around and he still had ice cream all over his face just and shirt.
And he's like, I don't do that.
And walked out. Just covered in ice cream.
That's so tough.
How do people let him just walk outside?
That's so tough, dude.
Because you definitely know. Well, maybe someone was like, "You want to dab that up a bit?" But he's probably like, he's like at his peak. Like, you don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Thing. I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, he told that. But he also did the best Shaq impression.
Yeah,
I wish I could. Every time I do it now,
you know, it's like not he has fair, Down man?
Syndrome or something.
It, like basketball player diets are sometimes crazy as hell. I don't know what it is about those dudes, but. Who am I thinking of that would, was it not Paul Pierce? Here, you know what I'm talking about? He would show up and in his, it's definitely not Paul Pierce, but every day after practice, he would get in and it was all like sweet and sour candies. That was like a majority.
Oh, that's,
but he played for the Heat?
Lamar Odom, I think.
Yeah, that was Odom.
Odom, what is he famous for? He isn't playing basketball.
Cheating on Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian.
No, he tried to.
What a man.
Bro, he tried to go out and he was resuscitated. And he, what did he do? Didn't he take like 38 pills and?
Oh, that's right.
And he like went to the Playboy Bunny Ranch. He did like a fuck ton of coke, like downers. He tried to die, man. He tried to end it, and he. It was after they had broke up.
Because he was dating Kardashian?
People always make the joke that he, like, she drove him insane. And then he woke up in the hospital and Twitter went crazy that day. Like, just Lamar Odom waking up and Khloe being there. And he's like, uh-uh.
Man, I can't even believe what Khloe looks like now. It's like a fucking bionicle, dude. Remove that fucking mask and transport herself. I'm like, holy, who is that? That's Khloe. And I put a side-by-side. He got fucking Wario and... Now she's, you know, Barbie. Doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm like, no one. Yeah. Unbelievable what those people do, man.
Damn. Sorry. I'm also still laughing at you being mad at me for not enjoying this as much as you.
I'm telling you, man, it'll never happen.
You talk about it like, you know, like leave her alone.
You'll never appreciate her.
I'm just sitting here. Just
you know what was always funny too. Just to go back to sports people too. I always think it's funny when people are like, "Could you believe that Babe Ruth ate 14 hot dogs and drank beers before the game?" I'm like, "Yeah, when the sport was at its conception and it was 1933 and he had to hit the ball 200 yards. Yeah, I think I could believe that. I mean, they were pitching 62 miles an hour.
Yeah, you could definitely hit that smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, like Mexico versus Korea in the Little League World Series. They're pitching like 85 now. Dude. Like, yeah. Ain't no way they're doing ballpark franks before games now. It is always funny watching a Little League World Series, though, and you see like one of the fat kids and he's always the heavy hitter. Mm. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if that was just like. Yeah, exactly. And there is Carlos Rivera. And he always walks up, yeah. He's like, he's been dropping bombs all week. Like, yeah, that's what he's been dropping, dude.
Yeah.
Strikes out every time. No explosions today from Carlos.
Maybe in the dugout later, we caught Carlos earlier having a little bit of fun, and then just like cuts him with the upside down hat.
I was going to say, he's just like, you see him like viciously trying to open a bag of like ranch sunflower seeds. Carlos seems to have sweaty hands, not able to open up the ranch sunflower seeds, which is sponsored today.
No, you know what? I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear you joking about heavy set people because you're cosplaying.
He always says this shit, dude.
Yeah.
Is it cosplaying if it's been 9 years?
Yeah, it is. You're on a long-term cosplay, dude. You're a fucking hot guy pretending to be a big guy, and I'm tired of it.
He does find a way to work this in every episode.
It does feel like it's almost every episode. Dude.
Yeah, because I'm speaking truth. I don't like this little sham you're trying to put on people. Where you're like, "Oh, I'm a big guy. I'm soft. I'm cuddly." No, dude.
I don't think I've ever said that.
No, you say that.
When have I ever given off the impression?
Dude,
that
every
I'm
episode
cuddly?
You come on here and you're like, "I'm a soft, kind of loving, disarming guy."
Hard. I look my audience right in the face and I say, "I am hard."
For Blue Chew, the sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude.
People giving us shit for our Blue Chew sponsor. Let me tell you something.
Does it bother you when I give you shit for cosplaying as a big guy?
What do you mean?
When I'm always calling you a hot guy? Does it bother you when I do that?
Oh, does it bother me?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not true.
It is true.
It's untrue.
Dude, what was your squat max?
What's the opposite of true?
True.
A lie is what it is. And I don't want to have it. And then Ollie walked in front of me, and I like Ollie.
Come here, bud. Come here.
It's been good.
Come on. You know, you're just going to hang out. Come on, bro.
Yeah, put Ollie up there. Has the podcast ever seen your dog before?
No, not Stretch and Fade. Actually, I think.
Has TMG seen him before?
I think he showed up once, and then he just ran off.
Look at him, dude. Walk around. We're going to kill and eat this dog later.
Isn't that right?
Look how tiny he is. See these tiny paws? I'm going to take a ball pin hammer and I'm going to smash his feet.
I can hear Alina running down the hill with a fucking gun right now.
Don't you dare!
Yeah, do you hate it when I like get on this whole you used to be thing? Dude, what was that squat max you told me last time I was here?
73 pounds.
Shut up, dude. Tell the truth.
73 pounds.
No.
I'm turning back and seeing Nick got the headphones on. I don't know. Maybe.
No. You.
Except for that smile, too.
Yeah. We were talking about working out, and I was like, what's the most you ever squatted? And you looked at me, and you just went, I think like 500 pounds. It was the most casual. And I said, knock this off.
It'll never happen again.
It may not ever happen again, but I'm like, knock this.
You know why back in the day I did that too? Was one, you know how easy it is to recover from a workout when you're 20 years old?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I could get drunk every night.
Yeah.
I could power lift. I could eat whatever I want, still lose weight, build muscle. And I'd wake up in 3 hours of sleep and be like, ah, now.
Yeah.
That just won't happen. Yeah. That's the end of that story, I guess, is that. And so I don't know what age it really hit. Maybe like 20, like 27.
I feel like 27 is when
I feel like right when I hit 27, it was just like, I just didn't care anymore. Also, I'd been in my relationship so long, and that's if there's ever a guy out there who's like, I'm really into fitness or whatever, it's a sham. He's trying to get pussy. I don't care who it is, what they're doing. And then when you see the guys who are like schlubby, that's how you know they're in a good relationship. Mm. They got a little bit of a belly. They're like, they're not the most, you know, in shape people.
That's fair. Okay, fine.
That's what I think,
right,
dude.
Put her first. All right, I'll stop with this. Dude, it is funny. It is funny to think like.
What do you think about this, dude? Your dog just fucking totally chose me over you.
That's okay. I'm fine with it.
It's okay. Did he hurt you? Your dog is shaking up a storm, dude.
You scared?
I think he wants to be down from this table. You okay, buddy?
Yeah. You a little nervous?
He's nervous. Get him off his table, dude.
Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Let me support you.
Yeah, way to go, dude. We're going to fucking PETA down our fucking throat now.
Yeah, for the way I grabbed him.
With him shaking like a goddamn leaf, dude.
No, he's half Chihuahua. They just shake like that. They just do that.
He's blind in one eye.
Yeah, it's...
Every once in a while.
It's fine. You know, it just depends.
Does he need to go out?
No. He's chilling. We'll get him in a second. He's fine.
I feel bad for him. I just want to say that if something bad happens to this dog, which is going to be... I don't know what's going to happen in a couple of days, but if you see a tweet or something in a video and you don't see this dog anymore, just know
Hunter
that
had everything
tried,
to do with it.
No. I tried Hunter my best tried to save to this dog.
Yeah,
he's limping. He's limping. Oh my God. He just whimpered.
Oh no. Why is he crawling on his side like that? He's good.
I think that dog is going to die in my studio right now.
He's foaming a little bit. He'll be all right.
He is shaking up a storm.
He's fine.
I'm just saying.
No, honestly, I bet you it's the puff cup we gave him.
No, he's just sugar high?
Yeah. No. I bet all that milk went to his ass right now, and he's like, bro, I got...
Let him out.
I'm going to make ice cream right now.
We have people who can let him out and watch him. You have a leash?
No, we didn't bring it. I'll text
him. I'm saying he's a poor guy sitting here shaking like a leaf, dude. No. I care about animals. I think that my co-host does. And I think that maybe just needs to go out. I don't know.
It's fine.
For me, dude, what do you think dog tastes like?
Probably decent.
I bet it tastes like duck, like greasy. Hate duck. You ever had duck before?
Of course.
I like duck eggs, but duck meat, greasy, not good.
It's kind of weird, but I... He's back on the pillow. He's good. I just pull out a gun. No.
He's back on the pillow.
JK.
JK. We're almost done, too, I think.
No, we're chilling.
I have no perception.
Why does
of
Nick
time?
Pee himself every time you talk to him? It's just all on the ground over there.
I wish, dude. I wish there were people that still, like, piss themselves. Like, kind of wish that that was the thing. But just because, like, I like the idea of it being so normalized where it's got, like, fucking piss my pants.
Mm.
It's just kind of funny to me.
You just want
to
be Liam.
I do want to be.
Mr. Neeson.
Yeah. Liam Neeson pissing himself and taking pictures with people in public is, like, the coolest thing ever.
So super rock star.
There's so many. It's like he doesn't even try.
Yeah.
And that's what I love is he's just shit-faced in Ireland or wherever the fuck he lives, and he's just like, I'll take a picture with you.
I feel like that's an important part. Like, if you make a career in entertainment, you got to have one of those things that, like, still makes you a real person. I think you have to, like, intentionally... Yeah, like you have to... There has to be one aspect of you where you just don't try to be perfect. And I like that Liam chose pissing himself as the one.
I like that too. Because like, you can't be like a party person because it's like, oh, he's getting into clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless, you know what I want to do? I'd want to be like a pool hall junkie. Like, I want to be like a guy who's always in dive bars shooting pool.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then, you know what? I saw a picture of Keanu Reeves. Huh?
Ring game guy.
I'd be a ring game. You ever play ring game?
No, what's that?
It's like a little metal ring on a string.
Oh, is that this one?
Drop it. Yeah, and you have to hit it on the hook.
Mm.
I like that game a lot.
Yeah.
I really don't like pool. I don't want to put that into my...
You want to put that out there?
I don't want to put that out there, actually. I'm not a big fan of pool.
Bunch of pool hall guys like, yo, huh?
Really, I even hate the idea of people asking me to play pool. I never have I ever been like, yeah, yes, yeah. You want to go shoot pool or something, man? Yeah. That sounds great. Okay. Are you a big pool guy? What is it? What are these faces you're making?
Nah, just like, you know, just like, watch your fucking mouth.
I thought you were having like a stroke or something.
I'm just having it a little bit, you know. Here I was thinking I'm here, sitting here next to a pool guy. I'm like, awesome.
Nah, dude, ring guy. Ring game guy.
Yeah.
I don't like pool. I like bowling. We played one hell of a game of bowling.
Are we going to go bowling? Let's go tonight. No, you can't. You have to work.
Well, it's probably too late now, too. Just really took your fucking sweet time trying to get back.
Ah, man, come on, man.
The Andes, really.
Yeah, I hope it was worth it, man. You definitely couldn't have done that tomorrow morning.
I'm going tomorrow morning, too.
Are you going to double dip?
Yeah, of course.
What is up with you and Alina double dipping everything?
Dude, first of all, we love coming out to the Midwest for custard.
Look at this, like, politician, dude.
No, this is not. No, if I was being a politician, I'd do it like this. But when I'm like this...
Is that what Brock did?
This is Bill.
Hillary.
I vow to make sure all these police are
Hillary,
terrible
put
people.
It in me, Hillary. I don't think it's going to fit, Hillary.
When my wife...
It's going to fit, Bill.
When my wife put that 12-inch blue piece of magic in my ass...
Hillary, hill dog.
I ran to Monica and I said...
You're going to sniff something out.
I need you to love me like I've never been loved before. I'm not important in this relationship. I'm always getting bent.
Hillary, you just take what you want.
Little did I know Monica was a sleeper cell.
That's a sleeper cell.
My wife put her in that office to suck me dry.
That's really true.
And she got me in trouble. So now when I come to the Midwest, I got to enjoy me just a little custard. It's the only little bit of happiness I got left.
About it. Hillary, you just put it in as far as you want.
you just take me for whatever what you want. You put that thing from my ass to my neck. You skewer me. Do what you need. Because that's all I am to you, just a big old piece of meat.
I bet you Hillary is, like, not a good wife.
I mean...
Can I say that publicly?
You could have that opinion.
Sorry, liberals. I don't think Hillary is probably a good wife, honestly.
Damn steaming hot take.
Watching her walk around that stage... Like fucking Ichabod Crane and Sleepy Hollow did, all stiff and shit.
Yeah. Man, her suits got fucking... All the memes about her suits just killed me.
Her suits?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, what was the meme with the suits?
Like, they would say, like, you know, she's dressed like a basketball player in the 90s, you know? And I'm sure someone was like, Cedric, I'm sure you got that same outfit, you know? Like... You know, man, she looks like she runs a spaceship. You know, just all.
Was her suits like really big?
They were boxy. They were just cut bad, man.
Looked like that one dude's suit from the Talking Heads live concert, whatever.
Yeah.
Big deal with that.
Man, they tore her up, bro.
Looked like a Def Jam comedy fucking zoot suit, dude, whatever.
Yeah, they were killing her.
Actually, if one more thing, too, I was going to say the dick sucking machine, going back to that. You would have to assume Iron Man would put that in his suit, right?
Yeah. That's why he's always in that thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, also, he like made it to where he can get into it so fast. Oh my God. Yeah. He gets into it real quick. Jarvis, you have to assume that there was some kind of... What would your dick do in that machine?
What do you mean?
In a metal suit? I mean, to be fair, I don't think he has fat thighs like I do.
Yeah.
But I imagine, like, you know, whenever it's like... You like walk around, maybe the head of your cock goes inside a little bit, and you have to like do like a little pick. You know, you ever see a guy pick at his nutsack area? How would you do that? How would you do that in the Iron Man suit?
Isn't the material internally like, isn't it supposed to be like state of the art? It's probably got air.
Machines, so he has nanomachines to go and tuck
Oh, so you think that the little nanobots are to go down there? That would probably feel awesome.
Dude, a million nanobots caressing your nuts? Just
unsheathing the head of your cock again?
That's why he's always suiting up.
That's why he's always so calm and cool, too.
Yeah.
He's never had sticky dick once in his life.
Yeah. it's just perpetually
perfect airflow, a little bit of humidity, so it's never dry. It never gets like that sticky, yucky, like
it's
fucking.
It's like he's back in the
that
womb.
That nut wax sweat.
Yeah. That you nut wax.
A little nut butter.
A little duck butter.
Mm-hmm.
DB.
Never gets that, dude. Peppers, or whatever the fuck her name is. What are Pepper Potts, right? Yeah. Pepper, I'm going to take you on a date, and I'm Tony Stark.
Yeah.
That's my Tony Stark impression.
Fuck. It's pretty good.
It wasn't good.
No, you nailed it.
What does Robert Downey Jr. sound like?
Jarvis.
It kind of almost falls in the territory of Bill Maher, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Like if you did a Bill Maher impression and slightly, because I know that when people do Bill Maher, it's like this and it's okay. He does that kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody else is really stupid, okay?
Yeah.
That kind of deal. But I feel like Robert Downey Jr., it's kind of in that register.
It's just.
Where it's like really smug.
It's more up.
Jarvis.
I feel like the sentences curve up. Jarvis, who is making my coffee right now? It's like, you know what I mean? Where Bill feels a little bit drawn. It's like, that's not what it is. It's not up. It's just shorter. Versus Bill is like kind of drawn out. And man, you know what? Now that I think about it, Tony Stark is kind of like epic. It's kind of Redditor, like.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Yeah. I would kill for an Iron Man suit to have like a fedora. That's like.
That's why they like that motherfucker. Oh my god.
Like going to Captain America, like Steve Rogers. Captain America's sitting there, and he's like, "Well, we could do this," and he's like. Willie?
Oh my.
That kind of thing?
God, dude. It's that's that why vibe. They like him. That's what they see.
That's the deal.
Jarvis, who literally put my car into Wong place?
Pepper Potts, your pussy's about to be so eaten tonight. What after I've saved the universe and go to two different dimensions? I'll be right back. Okay. I guess I'll have to save the Earth again.
Oh man, I don't know enough about, like, I don't remember enough about Iron Man or the Avengers to have any good fucking bits on this. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, sure you don't.
No, I remember 1 and 2, and 3, 4, 5, and then no.
You never, so you're saying you've never watched them?
No, I've watched 1 and 2.
How many times?
15, 16.
Rookie numbers.
I remember the one where they waste in Monaco. And then
there is an F1 race in one of them.
Yeah,
which one was that? Is that Avengers?
The Mickey Iron Man, Mickey Rourke Iron, comes Iron out Man, in yeah. the yeah. like the BDSM suit, whoosh. And he's like, Jarvis, does someone standing on the waist rack? I'm going to need my suit immediately.
Why does that person look so weird?
Yeah,
is that a man or a woman?
Yeah,
and Jarvis is like, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say about Mickey Rourke. Have you seen Mickey Rourke lately? Jesus Christ, like a walking pinata.
His story is so crazy. He did the Jake Paul at the wrong time.
What was the Jake Paul? Did he get into boxing?
Yeah.
Is he a YouTuber?
He was an actor, and then he like pivoted to boxing, and like all the boxers like beat him up because he looked pretty. They made it a point to fuck his face up.
Just because he was good looking?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It was a thing.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah.
You're going to hit me anyways. You're going to like put more behind it now because I'm an attractive man.
It was something like
that. He's in this movie called Angel Heart, and he does look good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Angel Heart, anybody? Angel Heart? Anybody? Angel Heart?
He looked like Jason Sudeikis before all the beatings.
Who's Jason Sudeikis? Oh, Jason Sudeikis. He's from Kansas City.
Is he?
Hmm?
Is Stone Cold from here?
Oh, yeah. He's a Kansas because Jayhawks fan.
Jason Sudeikis, he always wears like a Kansas City Joe's barbecue shirt and stuff like that.
Got it.
Representing. So is Paul Rudd is from Kansas City?
Is Stone Cold from here?
No.
I saw a ton of Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Yeah. Is there?
I'm about to open a can of whoop asshole, dude. This is what every Kansas City person sounds like.
Is it?
And then when he's on podcast, he's always like, it was crazy.
being in WrestleMania 47 because Kane came out and I had to open up a can of whoop ass on him.
When I was a kid, I was like, this is awesome. You rule.
Austin 316, thou shalt open a can of whoop ass.
What would your wrestler persona be?
I don't know. Wrestling, you know what's so interesting about wrestling is I don't care about it at all, but they have the best documentaries.
Yeah.
Anytime I hear any of those guys tell any stories, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're really good storytellers. You can tell like they're good performers.
Yeah.
But the actual performance of it, it just doesn't come anywhere near close to like when you see it, it's like, wow. You know, this is...
You know, yeah, but the behind the scenes, they're almost like British about it. Yeah, it's when I was wrestling Kane in Wichita, Kansas. It was.
They're all still white trash, though, is the thing. So yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin, when he sits there, it's not like he's like, but yeah, no, I mean, when we were wrestling in Philadelphia, he's like, no, when I was in Philadelphia,
yeah.
I opened up a can of whoop ass. I told Vince McMahon, you better have a six-pack of whoopas that I can open.
Terrible bit. It's a terrible, terrible bit. It's a terrible bit. I will say that I'm very glad that the Vince McMahon meme is going on right now. Where he's doing the,
what's your favorite one?
I like that one. Which one I liked the most was... the one that resonated with me the most was them being like, Dad, so you're telling me that Junji Ito, Hideo Kojima, and Guillermo del Toro were working on a Silent Hill game that had like one of the best like teaser trailers of all time and it never got made, and it's him being like doing the crying thing.
The only ones I've seen are like it was like, Dad, what was Four Loko like?
Yeah, Vince McMahon's 97-year-old eyes just like red like a fucking bloodhound.
What a bunch of characters though. I mean, Vince has the most like comedic face, just his.
I do, yeah. All right, well, that's the episode.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, all right, everyone.
Yeah, well. All right, everyone. All right, bye. Go fuck yourself. Bye bye.
No, I don't do that.
Wait, I do it every time. That's becoming my meme.
Okay. All right, bye.